The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, our Broadway, Livingstone, and Tuckerbilt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Since the alliance passed this in, opposition Democratic Union leader assuming role will commend Zambia's independence leadership. In international news, around 300 young African migrants spent in prison nights in Zang. The Palambatana court, Hugo Boss, has shrugged off the criticism. We have some Gambia items every day and we're swanging. The Pacific for Economic Forward, CEP, has officially withdrawn from the Tonkin Alliance with immediate effect. In a letter dated January 7, 2026, and addressed to Tonkin Alliance Vice Chairperson, Professor Danny Pule, CEP President Sean Tembo says the decision follows months of internal disagreements within the alliance. Mr. Tembo explained that constant squabbles, bickering, and procrastination among senior members have undermined public confidence in the alliance and its member partners' parties. He says with only about 7 months remaining before the general election, CEP has chosen to prioritize focus, certainty, and resolutiveness instead of continued internal disputes. Mr. Tembo notes that CEP was among the founding members of the Tonkin Alliance in June 2024 and played a key role in coining its name and designing its logo, making the decision to withdraw a difficult one. Despite the withdrawal, Mr. Tembo has expressed gratitude to the alliance, its leadership and members, including the late former President Edgar Lungu, for the trust placed in him when he served as Tonkin Alliance spokesperson and chairperson of the disciplinary committee. He adds that CEP will continue to regard the Tonkin Alliance as a partner in the shared goal of delivering a better Zambia. Earlier, Dr. Pule announced that the PF party led by Given Lewinda was no longer a member of the Tonkin Alliance. The withdrawal marks a significant development within the opposition alliance as the country moves closer to the 2026 general elections. Democratic Union President Akim Antonin Ndowu has praised statesman Venon Mwanga, Zambia's late founding President Kenneth Kaunda, and others for serving with honesty and dignity. Speaking after visiting Mr. Mwanga in Lusaka, Mr. Ndowu said he gained valuable insights into Zambian politics, governance, and development. He was inspired by Mr. Mwanga's diverse experience from diplomacy to ministerial roles. Mr. Mwanga gifted Mr. Ndowu one of his published works, showcasing his commitment to public service and literature.
As President of the Democratic Union, I take the courtesy call on Honorable Dr. Venon Mwanga. It was a great privilege to engage in a constructive conversation with him. He's a very seasoned statesman and a prolific author. I was inspired and encouraged to learn that he became Deputy Ambassador, High Commissioner to the UK at the age of 20, and later on had an opportunity to serve at the UN Security Council, which was quite inspiring, and various ministerial positions. What touched me the most is the honesty and integrity with which they served the nation together with our forefather KK. The discussion also centered around the intricacies of Zambia's politics. He offered valuable insights into the nation's governance and the development trajectory. I was really inspired and touched and benefited highly from that conversation. I got some wisdom and some blessings from him. He also graciously presented one of his books that he has written to me, which is a testament to his dedication to public service and the literary contribution to the country.
Lusaka's Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukubo Sanyonyi has welcomed government's efforts to improve power supply, saying it will boost the local economy. Mr. Sanyonyi said no more load shedding means no business for welders and carpenters, expecting families will benefit. Mr. Sanyonyi is a councillor for an area known for its welding and carpentry craftsmen, said the men and women who now sustain and provide their families. But not everyone shares his optimism. Welders and carpenters are skeptical, claiming it's a temporary scheme by government to invade in August 4th. International news, several dozen small covered tents A street in the historic heart of Paris sheltering young homeless migrants from the bitter cold. Around 200 young African migrants, many city officials' admission as minors are failing to unite outdoors, facing harsh and dangerous conditions. For many, it is their first time living on the streets. Most come from Guinea, Ivory Coast, and Mali, and the sudden exposure to cold and uncertainty has been a harsh introduction to land far from home. During the day, many seek refuge at centers like withdrawal, humanitarian shelter run by Salvation Army. Coordinator Helena tells us that the young migrants often arrive with mixed emotions. Despite the growing number of unaccompanied minors sleeping on the streets, the authorities continue to urge that all camp residents be provided shelter, highlighting the urgent need for protection as temperatures remain dangerously low. As the city grapples with this humanitarian challenge, the resilience and determination of these young migrants are evident. Even amid exhaustion, freezing temperatures and uncertainty, many insist they have no choice but to keep going, holding on to hope for safety, recognition, and a better life. Still in international news, copper prices have surged nearly 50% in 2025, costing $13,000 per ton for the first time. Congo and Zambia, Africa's largest copper producers, are among the biggest beneficiaries of the rally. Supply concerns and rising demand from renewable energy and data infrastructure are fueling the boom, but will also present both countries with a rare opportunity to strengthen public finance and currencies. We take a short break and return shortly with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Techno accessories from targets, cables, latest gearbox, smart watches, 24-inch power bank, and many more. Choose Techno, choose original Techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones, Yatuma Bastard. Now will be available in all authorized Techno stores countrywide. Techno, Techno.
Say hello to original.
From Lusaka, Otago, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The former Hanford Timber Girls has shrugged off the criticism and thoughts of his head as he shifts focus to preparation for the FIFA 2026 World Cup. Both and his Bafana Tigers touched down in Johannesburg on Wednesday morning, following the round of 16 entered at the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. Some fans have voiced their hurt and disappointment at the team's four matches at the Continental Showpiece, while others have called for the coach's head over his decisions before and during the tournament, but he's and remains in his focus on the World Cup. And in that 40 minutes, have come to the end of the morning news. For more accents and reliable news, follow us on Facebook and search for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the headlines once more. Turkey Alliance Cup Tipping, Opposition Democratic Union.